Back here on KATE, time to talk some Alden Conger volleyball. The Knights off to a great start on top of their conference. We'll talk more about that in just a moment as head coach Jalene Butte joins us. And coach, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Now, Jalene, let's talk about the season so far. What is the exact record for Alden Conger volleyball? And I think I have that correct. Your team right now maybe a tied or on the top of the conference leaderboard?
Yes, we are. We have not lost in our conference yet. We are 7-2 right now is our record. We started off well.
Now, let's kind of talk about the team. The first time we've had you on Kate Radio this season, give us a breakdown of your team. Talk about some of the key players and, you know, talk about if you have a senior-dominated team, a younger team, or maybe a mix of both.
Actually, we do have kind of a mix of both. We had three kids that actually had any kind of varsity experience at all coming into this year. We graduated 7 seniors that were high-impact kids last year on the team. So that always is hard, especially in a small school. But we have got some really nice senior leadership. We've got great team camaraderie. Even this far into the season, they just keep building on their team camaraderie, which is great. But one of our senior leaders, Mallory Ignashevsky, she had been our libero for her freshman year, and then her sophomore year, she got hurt with an ACL injury, so she was out that entire year. Came back super strong last year as our libero, and this year we needed her to step in and take the role of an outside hitter, and she also plays a ton of defense for us, takes all the serve-receive rotations. So she has been, and she's been just solid for us on that left side hitting. So that's been great leadership from her. We also have Haley Schmidt, who she stepped in to play our libero position when Mallory was hurt her sophomore year, and she did a great job then. She's back in that role. She played a DS last year. She's done a great job back there also. And then we have Maddie Stein, who is setter-hitter combination. We're playing a 6-2 offense this year, and she's done just a great job on both in the setting and in the hitting position. So it's been fun to watch those three kind of lead the charge. And then we have kids that have never stepped on the varsity court until this year. So, but we have Brooke Seuss and Mackenzie Wasmone, who are both 6 foot or taller, and we've got a nice block coming out of them. They're juniors, just starting to play varsity this year. And then we also have 2 sophomores that have stepped in with Sierra Grunsky as an outside hitter and Ella McCorris as our other setter. And they've stepped in and done a nice job. We have Sammy Armstrong as our other senior that we have. She has also stepped in and been a nice key player in and out of the game. So she's kind of a nice addition, too. And she was out with an ACL last year. And, you know, she's kind of working her way into the lineup also.
Jalene Butte, again, the head coach of the Alden Conger volleyball team with us here on KATE. And Jalene, you mentioned a 7-2 record. Your team, did you have one tournament in that mix?
Yes, we did. We were over in the Hayfield tournament. So that was a really good tournament for us. We came out of there at 3-1. You know what? We might be 8-2 now that I'm thinking about it. So I'm terrible about keeping track of wins, losses that way.
Oh, no problem.
Just keep looking at what the next next opponent is and what we need to do to defeat that next opponent. And hopefully, you know, with the hard work and everything, those wins just keep coming.
Now, Jolene, going back to conference play, name the teams that are in your conference. Thursday night, you're going to get Cleveland, and I think they're still unbeaten in conference play as well. We're going to have that matchup for you right here on KATE. If you can't make it to Cleveland, tune in to Kate on Thursday night. Talk about the conference breakdown, who's in the conference, and again, I'm thinking Cleveland's also unbeaten.
Yes, Cleveland has a very, very strong team this year. Last year, we did win the conference, and they were second. They did not lose very many players at all. And we, of course, like I had said earlier, we lost seven of our really strong players on our team. Cleveland will be a tough challenge on Thursday. We're excited for the match, and hopefully we can go in and prove that we're still the conference champions. And then we also have Martin County West. We have Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Those are usually Nicollet. They're usually very solid volleyball programs. So we've got a nice conference, kind of a nice mix in there. But those are kind of more the upper part of our conference.
Yeah, Thursday night again, the Clippers in Cleveland, a matchup that could decide the conference title. Again, all the action right here on Kate. Now, Jolene, going back to Mallory Ignashevsky, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, you talked about what she has went through in her career. Just some more comments about Mallory. It sounds like she means a lot to this team and obviously very deserving of the Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Oh, for sure. She has been a great leader, you know, and asking her to step in and take that position over on the left side after really never being a hitter on the varsity. Way back when she was in junior high, maybe, and eighth grade, she did a little bit of hitting. But after that, she really has not done much hitting at all. She plays J.O. ball for Minnesota Attack out of Mankato, and she got to go in that position a couple times, but typically she is a libero. She does a great job of reading the ball, reading the court on the other side, and she is definitely a key, just a solid player for us. Very coachable kid, good as a team leader on and off the court.
Jolene Butte, head coach, Eldon Conger Volleyball, talking about Mallory Ignashevsky, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And, Coach, thank you so much for the time. I'll probably run into you before the matchup on Thursday up in Cleveland. Again, all the action right here on KATE. And, Coach, again, thank you so much for the time.